Idea Man.
Who wants to spell Spondee?
I'm going
to
try it.
Innovator.
S-P-O-N-D-E-E with one of those little deals on the top of it. Spondee.
Right. And Packers Hall of Famer.
Let's see if that's accurate.
Spondee. S-P-O-N-D-E-E. Spondee.
That is correct.
Very good.
Let's go.
Yes. You and Aiden.
Let's go.
Page.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tausch, I know a lot of talk on your show and amongst Packer fans is what to do with Jordan Love. He's got a year left on his contract right now, that extension that he signed, so he got more, but he's due for a big payday. Does the deal get done before training camp? Or, as was suggested, perhaps did Jordan Love roll the dice and say, I'll play out this year and I'll be awesome, and then I'll take even more a big deal at the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, that's the tricky part, I think, from both sides of it, but to your first question, yes, I do think it gets done. I think, you know, Brian Gutekunst has said that both sides want to get it done. And, you know, the risky part for Jordan is, you know, you're playing on an $11 million a year deal this year, and you're having the opportunity to get $150 or $160 million in guarantees. So the Packers, I'm sure, will kind of utilize that little chip. And you know, all of these negotiations, it comes down to how much risk are you willing to take. And I think for Jordan Love, he wants to be the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers for a long time. You know, there's the building the team and everything else, but everybody wants to get their maximum value. And what Mike Tannenbaum, former general manager for the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins, and he works for ESPN now, kind of came on. And yesterday, I think, you know, Wilby and I, for the most of this offseason, have looked at it and thought, Jordan Love's going to sign something, you know, $50 million, and then Jared Goff signs for $53 million. Every time a new quarterback signs, there's going to be more pressure to make more and more money. So I would hope that from the Packers' standpoint, they look at it and say, we believe in Jordan Love. We think he is our guy. If you can get him in that, you know, $54, $55 million a year, a little bit more than Jared Goff, maybe not as much as what Joe Burrow is making, I think the Packers would look at that as a win, and I think – Jordan Love's team can look at it and say, well, we're getting $160 million, you know, guaranteed, and getting $54, $55 million a year. And if he keeps playing well, you know you're going to get more and more bites at the apple. So that's kind of what this whole thing is coming down to. But the deadlines in the NFL, you don't want to be putting a ton of extra risk. Training camp starts the 22nd of July. Obviously, they're heading out to Brazil. So those are the two big dates. I don't think that there'll be any consternation, and I think at some point things will get closer and closer, and once that deadline comes, that's when I think the numbers really start moving and hopefully something gets done.
See, Eric Big Talker in here, Tausch, is saying that he'd roll the dice and he wouldn't take the giant contract now because he thinks that he's going to score at the...
I'm just saying, Tausch,
I'm signing whatever they put in front of you.
We've seen it before. Ego is a tricky thing. And I Jordan Love seems like a very fine young man. So I'm sure he's going to make the right decision for himself. But ego sometimes leads someone to want a little bit more money.
Well, I think, you know, everybody always wants to get the most money that they can.
Sure.
And, you know, NFL players, doesn't matter if you're a radio host or whatever, that always is the case. But I think it's super easy for Eric or for me or for Vinny, any of us to sit here and say, well, you should hold and you should get $62 million a year. And at some point, the Packers are going to say, well, no, we're just not going to do that. And then all of a sudden, the idea of, well, maybe all that's going to go away or injury can come into play. All of those things are always going to be factors as well. And then there's the, you know, Jordan Love has played, you know, he started 17 games last year, playoff games and then everything else. So there's also how much more does he have to prove? The Packers can utilize that chip against him too. So I think it's always easy when it's not you in that hot seat to make that decision and say, I want to get as much money as I can. But you also have to look at things in the big picture and understand what the timing of the deal is. And that's going to be the fun part to see how it shakes out.
That's funny, Taush, because Eric's got a meeting with the boss this week, and I was talking him up. I'm like, you go in there and you tell him this, and you tell him, here's how it's going to be. I'm real good like that. And then I sit in the chair, and I'm, okay, yeah, we're good. Yeah. Yeah. Companies, yeah, absolutely. Okay,
you
boss.
Know what you find? It's always a lot easier sitting on the outside looking in than when you're actually in the fire. But you want to be in that fire because that's where you get stuff done.
I got great advice. 7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.